speak about Makas Bechoros, specifically Masechta, the Brace in the beginning, Masechta Smachos, and everything which is Noveya from that. So let's start from the Pasuk. Smachos, we'll see in a second. Okay, so in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chav Tes, in the beginning of Shishi, Vayihi Bechatzi Halayla V'Hashem Hika Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Mi'Bechor Paro Yoshev Al-Kiso V'Bechor HaShvi Asher Beis HaBor V'Chol Bechor Behema. So, Bechatzi Halayla, Hashem literally hit each Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay. Even though it wasn't Paro, Lashon Hika Kol Bechor, he's not Mamish Kol Bechor, but... Mamish not called before, but Paro was still there. Okay, fine. Now, there's something called Masechta Smachos. Oh, as it says here in the beginning of the Gemara, Ovil Rabasi, Hanikra Masechta Smachos. It has a lot of names. Smachos the Rabbi Chia, Smachos, and Smachos of Ovil Rabasi. I think it's Smachos, that's what it's called. And, I don't know. In the back of the Masechta for the Zora, there are all these Masechtas Ketanas, and there's a whole shiloh about when these Masechtas were, when they were made, when it was written, when it was Mesudar, and there's a rush in Masechta Sofrim. Masechta Sofrim is the one which comes before Smachos. The rush in Perek Yud Gimel, I believe, the rush in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Yud Gimel, says about Masechta Sofrim in Lechora Hu Adin Smachos, that it was Mesudr Bisman HaGaonim. He says Loshen Doros Achronim, which is usually, when the Rishonim say that, it means Bisman HaGaonim. You can look in the Meiri in the Hagdama, where he goes through all the Masechta, similar to the Rambam in Hagdama to Perish Mishnayos, talks about these Masechta's Katanas. Al Kohanim, you have in the back of Azura these Masechta's Katanas. And there's something you don't find in any other Masechta, to best of my knowledge. There's a Hagdama to this Masechta.
By
Masechta Smachos. The Hagdama to the beginning of the Masechta. Okay? So, and not just that it looks like a Hagdama, the Pardes Yosef, you know, Sefer and Chumash that we quote very often, and in his Hagdama to Shmos, he's talking about the Indian of Hagdama. He says, you see the concept of Hagdama is already as, you already see it so early, you see a Hagdama already to one of the Masechtas Ketanos, Masechtas Machos has a Hagdama. So he's explaining for himself why he's writing a Hagdama in Sefer Shmos. Some say that this Hagdama is really, even though it's placed here in the Masechtas before Smachos, some say it's the end to Masechta Sofrim. The end of Masechta Sofrim is darshaning different psukim, specifically about Yosef going out to Mitzrayim. And in this Hagdama, we're about to read the Inyan of Mitzrayim. So some say the Pshat is at the end of Masechta Sofrim, but really, Lechora, most people say that this is the Hagdama to Masechta Smachos. So it says as follows, and this is the paper you have in front of you. Vayihi b'chatzi halaylo, v'Hashem hika kol b'chor be'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, it starts with our pasuk. On the one hand, it says that the hakah happened at nighttime. V'ksiv, but it says in b'haloscha, ki li kol b'chor, b'yom hakosi kol b'chor. Talking about b'kadushas b'chor, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hit them by day. So that's the stira. So Amar b'yochanan, afal pisha hika osa makas moves, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu hit them makas misa, mechetzi halaylo, they were shaking, they were incapitated until the morning. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan in this Hagdama Tasmachos is miyashev those two psukim. On the one hand, the pasuk says that the hakah was at night. On the one hand, the hakah says the hakah was in the morning. What's the yishuv? The hakah was at night, and the misa was at day. Even though the pasuk in Baaloscha says biyom hakosi kol b'chor, the day when I hit all the b'chor. Lemaiser, Rabbi Yochanan's learning that there it means Misa. But the first Hakah is definitely Hakah Abidavka. Okay. I should have quoted this before, in terms of discussing Smachos and Avar Rabasi, one time that one interesting Rashi of where it's mentioned in Shas is Rashi in Ksuvis, Daf Chav Chesamud Aleph. The Gemara there mentions Avar Abasi. Rashi there says, what is Avar Abasi? Rashi says, this is Masechta Smachos, and the first, and he says the first mission is Hagoseis Harehu Kechai L'chol Dover.
Okay,
that's another name for it. It's on top of the page.
Okay.
Meaning it's about Hilchos Avelos, and the Pashup Shas is called Smachos Loshen Sagi Nahor. And some say that's why this has a hakdama, because before you go into all the inyanei avelos, so it wants to start off with something a little better, like the mitzrim dying. I think that's one of the pshatim about why the hakdama is here. Okay, so now, so again, Rashi Ksuvos Chof Chesam Aleph mentions that this is Aval Rabasi Esmachos, and the first mishnah is Hagoseis Harehu Kechai L'chol Dover. The Shita over there wonders why Rashi has to mention what the first mission is, what's the point of that, and maybe we'll say a pshat in a second. Now, interesting to note, look at Unklis on the Pasuk. Unklis on our Pasuk says, V'hava b'falgus lelia v'hashem katal kol buchra. Hashem killed every b'chor. So the Chora Unklis is not going like the Braisa, because he says that the Hakah at night uses the lotion of katal, killing. Lechora, if the Haka'ah was just a Haka'ah to make them into ghostesim, you know, on the deathbed, that's not a Lashon of Misa. So Yechol Yod that the Unklis is not working with the Braisa, and we'll see more about that later. Okay. Also, another Ha'orah about this Braisa is you can ask from the Pasuk afterward. Pasuk says in Pasuk the next pasuk, Vayakam para lila huva chol avoda v'chol mitzrayim v'atehitza akka gudola b'mitzrayim ki ein bayis asher ein sham mace. The big tzaka was because there's no house that doesn't have a mace. So according to the Braisa, how does the Braisa learn that lashon of the pasuk of ein bayis asher ein sham mace? It sounds like they're already dead at that point. Okay, so only answer I can think of is that ein sham mace is not it's not a state of being, but it's an action that they're in the process of dying, like the Braisa says. That their nefesh was mefar peres bahem, they were in the process of dying. Maybe that's the dochek in the pasuk. But ein baisacher, ein sham meis, maybe means there's no house where there's no one dying. Okay. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted. Very, very interesting what he does with this braisa. I saw this Rav Shlomo Zalman in his Haggadah. But it's quoted elsewhere as well. So I have a sitter here in front of you. There's a few diyukim in Ma'ariv and Shacharis. So starting with Shacharis in Ezra Savoseno, it says, "Mitzrayim galatanu Hashem Elokeinu, umibeis avadim pidisanu kol b'chareim harakta." First, it mentions our geula. Then it mentions that Hashem killed all of their bechors. If you look by Vemuna Kolzos and Ma'ariv, the order is lehefech. Hamake be'evros lo kol bechori Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu hit all the bechori Mitzrayim. Vayotzeis amo Yisrael mitochem lecheres olam. Okay, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu then mentions Geula. So by Ma'ariv it mentions. The Hakad B'chori Mitzrayim first and then the Geula. By Shacharis, it mentions first the Geula, Mitzrayim Galatanu, and then Kol B'chorim Harakta. Okay, so why is the order reversed? So he says, based on this Braisa, that by Ma'ariv, we're going to focus on what happened at night. What happened at night was first the Haka'ah on the Mitzrim. Then there was a Geula, like the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, after Vayhi b'chatzi ha'layla, the Pasuk then says, Tz'u mitoch ami, in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, that's when Paro said that they yeshiv. And then, so that was the beginning of the Geula, and then in the morning they were already dead. Okay? What? I didn't say the answer. I'm just saying stop. The Seder HaDvarim was Haka'ah B'layla, And then there was the Geulo. Then that's when they left. That's when Paro gave him rishus to leave. And then in the morning they died. So by Myriv. So there's three diukim here. Number one, the lashon of the tefillah is hamakeh be'avrasel kol b'chorei Mitzrayim. By nighttime, we are mazkir what actually happened. The haka'ah, hamakeh be'avrasel, because only a haka'ah b'layla. And that's what happened first. So diukim are A, it's lashon haka'ah, not lashon of misa. B, it's davka at Myriv that we're saying it, because that's when it happened. And C, it's before the geula. Before the Lashon of Geula, because that's the Seder HaDvarim. By Shacharis, what's the Lashon? Mimitzrayim Ge'otanu, Kol B'chareim Haragto. In the morning, according to the Braisa, that's when the Hariga happened. That's when they died. So we mentioned the Geula first because the Geula happened before the Misa. We mentioned it by Shacharis because Lamaisa, that's when it happened by Shacharis. And it's Lashon of Hariga because it was Hariga Beboker. Beautiful pshat. Do you need to repeat it? Yeah. Levi, you good? Again, the three diukim are that the problem is the order is switched around. By Shacharis it says Geula before Hariga, and by Ma'ariv it says the Hariga, the Hakos of the Bechorim before the Geula.
This is Hariga by Ma'ariv also.
No, it says Hakos. No, that's the deal. By Shacharis it's called Bechorim Haragta. By Ma'ariv we say Hamakeh Be'Avraso. So it's Mamash Meduyuk with the Braisa.
Geula was before the Haragta?
No. Yeah, Geula was before the Hariga. The Seder Dvarim was Hakos, then Paro says Tzu, and then they died. So the diukim are by Myriv, when Taka happened by Myriv, that there was a Haka'ah, we mentioned Hamakeh, and that's why it's mentioned before Geula, because that's the Seder HaDvarim. By Shacharis, we mentioned Geula first, because that was before the Misa. We mentioned it by Shacharis, because that's when it happened by daytime, meaning the Misa, meaning we say Loshna Kol Bechrem Haragta, because the Hariga happened by Boker. It's a beautiful pshat. You have Kavanin every time you dive in Myriv and Shacharis. That's Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Now, to get to one of the most, I guess, famous or memorable pshatim in this brisa, is what the Nachlas Yaakov himself says on this brisa. Nachlas Yaakov has a perish on Masechtas Machos here. So, he has a perish on the Hakdama. You can follow inside. I think it's Kedaita inside. Why are we bringing this brisa? What does it have to do with the beginning of Masechtas Machos? Assuming it's the beginning of Masechtas Machos, not the end of Masechtas Sofrim. We're talking about halachas here in these Masechtas, and or halachas. Mostly it's halachas. So there's no nafkamina dina. Why are we saying this brisa now? This brisa is a raya for the beginning of the Masechta. It's based on the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lametesma Aleph. A very interesting Gemara. Sho'ol hai mina levavohu. A min asked levavohu elokechem kohenhu. Your God is a kohen dechti v'yichu li truma. Kosh Baruch Hu wants truma, he must be a kohen. So if so, he covered the Moshe by my tovel. When Kosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe by himself, how did Kosh Baruch Hu do tevila? If you're going to tell me that Kosh Baruch Hu did tefillah with Mayim, Haksiv, the Min knew the pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, "Mi modod b'shaol b'mayim." There's all the water in the world won't be enough for Kosh Baruch Hu. I think it's talking even for his hand, I believe. So there's not enough water for Kosh Baruch Hu to do tefillah in the water. So Amrlei, so Rav Vahu said back, "Benora, Kosh Baruch Hu is going to do tefillah." In fire. Dichtiv, kinei Hashem be'esh yovo. Kosh Baruch Hu can go in fire.
Was he being serious, meaning he actually thought the question was a valid one?
We'll talk about that. You'll see from this, from the hemshech of this pshat, that we're assuming it's serious. Umi salko tefilusa. So the min said back, is tefillah in esh going to really work? Amalei adarabu, ikat tefilusa benora. He said back, no. Even though we know tefillah is a mayim, really the main tefillah is on esh. Dechtiv kol shel yovo be'esh tavir b'mayim. Anything which doesn't go in fire, the tefillah is done in water. So you see, esh is the main thing. Ein shan perish Rashi. The Rashi there says it's not really pshat and pasuk. the pasuk is anything which shouldn't go in Eish goes through water. Not saying that Eish has an adifus over water, and the Revo was just saying back to be madchehim bialma. Okay, but that's the Gemara. The Kos for Tosfos. The Tosfos there, Lama Tesma Aleph and Sanhedrin. Holo Koshale. He's bevorning, why was the Min bothered Davka with how Kosh Baruch Hu could do Kvura to Moshe? I mean, how could he do Tvila after Kvura of Moshe? Why wasn't the Min bothered? Tosfos bevorning the Min's Kasha. Heach Nitma de Yisrael. Heach Nitma. Holo Koshale Heach Nitma. Why wasn't the Min bothered with how Kosh Baruch Hu was Hame himself to Moshe? Why is he jumping to Tevila of Tevila? Asked how Kosh Baruch Hu could be Metame. So why wasn't that? Why was the Min bothered by that? Tosfos says the Yisrael Nikrubanim LeMakom. This is the din of Shiva Krovin. So you're telling me Vehicle Truma Kosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen. He could be Metame to Shiva Krovin. All of Klai Yisrael, especially Moshe, is Banim. So Kosh Baruch Hu could be Metame to Banim. The question though is, once he did that, how do you do Tevila? Water is no good. The answer was Eish. Ad Kan. So with this premise, Nachas Yaakov says, Yesh lahakshos, gabi makas bechorim, dechtiv, v'Hashem hika kol bechor, shehu be'atmo u'bekvodo hemis osom kidroshos hamagen ani Hashem v'lo shliach. Kosh Baruch Hu himself killed the bechor like we say ani Hashem v'lo shliach. Im kein koshe kushas tosos, then you can ask tosos his kasho, heyach timei atmo, how did a Kosh Baruch Hu mitame himself? When he killed the Mitzrim, v'azelo shayach ter tosos. Here you can't answer that it's a din of shiva krovim of banim because Mitzrim are not his banim. Amnam, however, e amrinan de gosis havikei chayla chodover. The first mishnah maseftas machos is hagosis harayu kechayla chodover. Somebody who's a gosis who's on his deathbed, more than a shemira, he's about to die. He has a din of a chay, and the mishnah lists things that he has a chay for: yibum, truma. So if he has a din of a chai, im kain lo kosher midi, that's not shver bechlau. Kevin the mikoach romya dahani kroy. From the fact that we have theorem sukkim from our parsha to Bahaloscha of was makas bechoros at night, was it at day, and we answered that they became a goses at night and they only died by day, and from that theorem sukkim, muach dakosh brochu shavi gosusim, we proved the only pshat to answer pshat in pasuk is that kosh brochu made them into gosusim. In Cain, lo kasha midi kushas tosfos. There's no kasha of tosfos' kasha, meaning not legabe how he was metame to Moshe, but how Kodesh Baruch Hu was able to metame to the Mitzrim. That's not shver, because there was no tumah there. The harei lo timah lehem emosan. Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't metame to the Mitzrim when he killed them, because he didn't kill them. Kodesh Baruch Hu was make them, made them into ghosts. Him, ghosts harika chalachodover. Zot nachas Yaakov me'ata mekusha mechubar hadek hetiv. Now the kesher from the Hagdama to the beginning of the brisa is beautiful. Las chos masechta came with the hiskam in masechta zu hagosis harukah chayla chodover. Since the mishnah begin, the brisa begins hagosis harukah chayla chodover. V'kasha minolon ha. How do we know that gosis chayla chodover? Lachein hikdim drasha zu. We start off with this stir in the psukim. That it's muchach from the stir in the psukim. The only way to miyashiv the stir in the psukim is like Rabbi Yochanan was miyashiv that Kosh Baruch Hu made him into a gosisim. So if so, it must be that Gosis Kekhayel Chodover. Because if Gosis was not Kekhayel Chodover, if Gosis was Kemes, Tosus' Kasha would be Shver, according to the Mahalik of the Min. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Metame to the Mitzrim? If a Gosis was like a mace, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu metame to the Mitzrim? Assuming according to the Min's Cheshbon. It must be that Gosis is Kekhai. So this Hagdama is a smach for the first line of a Gosis Erika Chal Chodover.
Yes. Isn't the Min's Cheshbon Tzvila?
Got it. Right. Okay. Maskim. Well, the Nachas Yaakov is definitely a Chiddush, that he's using the Min's Cheshbon to explain the Kesher of Hagdama to the beginning of the Masechta.
Never mind having a beat with the person responding to him, like whatever, playing around with him. But like,
right. I don't know. We'll speak about it in a second. Marsha there says that, yeah, says the real pshat, that there's no, because Roku doesn't need tefillah, yes. But it's interesting to note that Yaakov does this cheshbon lefi the min.
Wasn't touching Moshe any more than touch any mace.
I'm sorry?
He wasn't touching Moshe any more than touch any mace.
By Moshe?
Yeah.
No, the Gemara is that he was kofer him by himself.
Yeah, but it still wasn't touching anymore than any meat.
You mean because Kosher Ruff doesn't have mamashas?
And he touches every meat, because he know.
No, by every meat it's a malach. Malach amot, let's say. Anytime you have Ani Hashem v'lo shliach, or Kosher Ruff himself...
Hashem is
there,
right?
Yeah. I don't know what to say. Listen, we can only understand based on the Rechaz off. So it says Ani Hashem v'lo shliach, I mean something miuchad about Makas Bachor, something miuchad about Kuras Moshe Bein Gemara, and so it says that Kosher Ruff himself was kofer him. Whatever that means. Okay, to our understanding, we'll talk about it in a second. It's interesting. It's not just the Nachlas Yaakov. We'll see. Someone else also uses the Min's Cheshbon to say pshat. So with this pshat Nachlas Yaakov, I want to be Mosif. That you could say a little bit of what the Shaka Vataria is. You could say over a little bit of Shaka Vataria that the Bryce is saying Lechora, I mean, the question would be as follows. Even if a Kosh Baruch Hu hit them and they only became Gosisim, the Bechoros only were Gosisim. Still, if Gosis is Kimes, how could a Kosh Baruch Hu be Metame to them like the Cheshman of the Min, that there'd be a problem if a Kosh Baruch Hu was Metame for somebody who wasn't his Bonim? And on the Min's side, on a smach for the Min for this issue would be that the pasuk says ki ein sham baisach or ein sham mace. We pointed out that we're going to have to be madchik in the pasuk of ein sham baisach or ein sham mace, that it means that they are in the process of dying, not that they actually are dead. If you would have said goses kemes l'chol dover, goses kemes l'chol dover, then you could have learned the pasuk kipshuto. Kosh Baruch Hu made them into gosesim. And ein sham baisach or ein sham mace, and the pasuk is being made that they goses is kemes. That's all what you would have said. But on that we answer, Al Derech Nachlas Yaakov, Hagosis Harikah Chai L'chol Dover, and everything changes, meaning that there's no Din Misa, and you have to be Matrik in the Pasuk, that the Pasuk of Ein Sham Bayis really doesn't mean a Gosis is Kemes, but it means in the process of dying. I'm just inserting into the Shaka Vataria of what you would have said if Gosis Kemes versus Gosis Kechai, you could insert how you read the pasuk of Ein Sham Baisach or Ein Sham Meis into the Shaka Vataria. Okay. Now, it's very interesting to note, I found something very similar to this discussion of the Nachlas Yaakov and this Braisa, this Hakdama, in the Rosh in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. So, the end of Parshas Balak, beginning of Pinchas, you have the story with Pinchas killing Zimri. So the Rosh in the Dasakin the Balei Tosfos, he asked, Makshim Ha'olam, the first Rosh in Parshas Pinchas, Makshim Ha'olam, Eich Time Atum Pinchas Bariga Zimri. How did Pinchas be Metame himself? Pinchas was a Kohen. How did he Metame himself when he killed Zimri? Whether it means through Tumas Mace, if he was in the Ohel with them, or if it means from the Mice of the Gemara and Sanhedrin Pei Beis that he lifted them up on the Romach. So how was Pinchas Metame himself? And first the Rush says, maybe he didn't have a Din Kohen yet, but he says, since his father did, he had, at the least had Din Kohen Hedjit. So he's Din Kohen Hedjit. He is an Azhar of Tumas Meis. How was he not Makar of Tumas Meis? Look the Rush. Yesh Lomar. She'adayin kishahesir yodav me'alein, when he took his hand off of them, or off of the Romach, hayah goses. Zimri was a goses. Okay? Umifarches. Similar lashon of the Bryce, that he was the Mifar Peres, he was shaking, whatever. Veloya metame lohu velo aisha. Pinchas wasn't metame to Zimri or to Cosby. The Rush is very, very similar to this cheshbon of Makas Bechoros. So it's really interesting to note. It never says that Pinchas killed Zimri. It never has lashon of Misa in the pasuk. Okay, in the end of. To read some of the psukim in the end of Balak, beginning of Pinchas, Vayar Pinchas v'chule, Vayavu Acher Ish Yisrael El Akuba v'yitkor Eshnehem, as Ish Yisrael v'as Ish Al Kavasa, v'tiyatzer Magefa me'abnei Yisrael. I'm sorry. Kabah. And in the beginning of Pinchas, pierced through an arrow.
Skewered.
In the beginning of Pinchas, it says. V'shem Ish Yisrael Hamuke Asher Huka Esam Ejonis. It's Meduik like the Rush.
What's Hamuke mean?
Hit. Hakar. The names of the ones that were hit. V'shem Ha'isha Hamuka Ejonis. In Pinchas, Perek Chavhei, Pasuk Gedal, Tezvav. So I thought this morning, we said that the Unklis is Meduik not like the Brisa. The Unklis says, by our Pasuk, Hashem Hika Kol B'chor, he says Lashon of Koto, kill. Unklis over here, Lashitaso. Unklis says here, Vishum Gaber Bar Yisrael Ketila, the Iskatel Mijinoso. Unklis Lashitaso, by here, Hakko also says Lashon Ketila. He's not learning like the Rosh, he's not learning like the Brisa. He learns it was Mamesh Hariga. But the Rosh, and like the Brisa and Smacho, says Hakko is Hakko Bedavka. Pasuk is Meduik, like the Rosh. Lachora. Okay. I thought it was a very good sushi, the Rosh to the Masechta Smachos. Okay. Now, to quote another example, very, very similar to this Nachlas Yaakov, about how to use the min's kasha into a cheshbon for real. Meaning, we're going to take the min seriously. Okay? Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz and his Haggadah. I don't know what the name of the Haggadah is. I forgot already. But Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz Haggadah. He wants to explain Avodim Hayinu, So he gives the following introductions. He says, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we just read. Kosh Baruch Hu's a Kohen, Hakim Metame. How could he do Tefillah? And Tosis is a Kasha of Lamed Tes in Sanhedrin, is the story of the Min. And he quotes the Medrash that if Klal Yisrael would have reached the 49th. They're on the level of tumah. Then there would be loshon. He says, loya takuma liolam. It would be the end of everything if we would have reached that level of tumah. Also, he gives another introduction. Gemara bab mitzia. Also, a lot of parallels to this gemara bab mitzia to the ma'aseh with the men. Kuf yadal amud aleph. Ashkechei rabbi baravua lilio dekai beis hakfaros. Rabbi Bar Avua found Eliyahu in a basic farosh of the Kochavim. Okay, and they have a Gemara discussion. And then he says, Amalei Lav Kohen Humar, my time of Kaim Mar basic farosh. Aren't you Eliyahu Kohen? Because as Rashi says, Eliyahu, according to my number, Eliyahu is Pinchas. Pinchas is a Kohen. What are you doing in basic farosh? Eliyahu said back, Amalei Lo Masni Mar Tyrus. Then you learn Tyrus. There's no problem with Tumah in basic verse. That's the Shaka Vataria. Tosfos, very famous Tosfos here, on Kuf Yadam and Beis, asks, Heimulari, Heya Hechye Benoshel Halmona. How could Eliyahu do Tchias Amesim to the son of the Almona, the story with Eliyahu? If Eliyahu was a Kohen, how could he metame? The son of the Almona was already dead, and did Poshim Shana Poshim, because he was already dead. It says there was no Neshama. Yeah. So, how could he metame? Zuck Tosfos. Famous answer, Vieshlomar Shayah Borolo Sheikh Yehu, Eliyahu knew for sure that he was going to Machaya the kid. Lakachaya Mutter Mishun Pikuach Nefesh, there's a Heter Pikuach Nefesh to Metame, even though he's already dead, it's called Pikuach Nefesh. Lots to talk about with the Tosfos, not for us. Akoponim, you see from Tosfos that for Pikuach Nefesh, you have a Heter, the coin is a Heter Atame. So Zosha Vilas and Ibishits with all these Hagdamas as follows. Avodim Hayinu, we're Avodim in Mitzrayim, and, Seinu Hashem Yisham. As we know, we Seinu Hashem Ani Velo Shliach Ani Velo Malach. So if a Kodesh Baruch Hu did it himself, how could he be Mitame? The way he asked the question is, how could Kodesh Baruch Hu be Mitame to the Avodah Zorah that was in Mitzrayim? Even though it's Tumah Derabanan, he says he introduces the question of the min and says l'chora that should be shver. How could, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Kohen, how could he be tamei to the tumah of the min?
It's
in Mitzrayim. That's by goyim. Tumah of the zara. I think tumah of the zara is derabanan.
Saying he could have said that akum or not tamei.
The original question of the min. Listen, the Gemara Rishon Bar Yochai is Kivrei Akum in Mitamin. This is talking about
Kivrei Akum.
This is a Vazara in Mitzrayim.
It wasn't the min's question, though.
No, he's. I'm saying he's using this concept of Kosh Baruch Hu's a Kohen, so now we have to worry about Kosh Baruch Hu's Tumah. So he's saying, based on, with that premise, So, very nice. Rav Avohu took care of how he did tefillah. Very nice. Tosfos took care of how Akash Baruch Hu matame to Moshe. But how are you going to answer Akash Baruch Hu could go into Mitzrayim to matame to the Avodah Zarah? So that's the haklam. Avodam hayinu. Vayotenu Hashem. Anivelo shliach. Cain kosher. So the Baal HaGadah is bothered. How could Akash Baruch Hu be matame? On that we say, hurry. If we wouldn't have Geula right now, we would reach the end of the level of Tumah that there would be no coming back from it. Okay, if so, then it's Bikuach Nefesh. So Akash Baruch Hu could mitame to the Avodah Zarah there, to the Tumah there. Even though, this is all, again, Rav Yosef Eimshitz is using the cheshbon of the min, is taking it seriously, of how could Kosh Baruch Hu metame to Avodah Zarah, if it's on the Hashem Velo Shliach. So, Ilo Lo Hoziyo Sano, Harianu Vanenu Miyimushu Bodem, forever, because we would, and the Pshat is because we would reach the level of Tumah, that there's no going back, and there would be, and it's Pikuch Nefesh for all of Klai Yisrael, on that Avada Kosh Baruch Hu could metame. The lashon of the medrash of reaching level mentes tumo is loyas takuma liolam. There be no kiyum kuma kiyum liolam. So there be no klai yisrael. Maybe is arei no ubi mishubanim.
Then the world be destroyed.
So that's his pshat. So again, this Rav Yosef Eimshitz is very similar to Nachas Yaakov in using the min cheshbon seriously. But to Avram Tovia's point before, the easy yishuv on the easiest yishuv is that there's no tuma klape Kosh Baruch Hu. Meaning a separate discussion if Kosh Baruch has to keep a Torah or not. Let's assume a Kosh Baruch Hu has to keep a Torah. So the Marsha there says this is just the min. Rav Avohu was answering kefi the min's cheshbon. However, the MS is the lashon of the Marsha and Sanhedrin there is ein tuma l'ruchnias. When it comes to ruchnias, even though tuma is a ruchnias like a concept, but there's no tuma for ruchnias. Okay, so I think the exact lashon is dover ruchani lo yikabel tuma ulufi tauso hishivlo. Rav Avohu answered the min according to mistake the min made, but really dover ruchani lo yikabel tuma. So that would be, the easy approach, and then the Nachas Yaakov and the Rav Yosef Eimshitz's cheshbon would not exist. However, we have to be warned something. The Gemara in Bava Metzia that Rav Yosef Eimshitz brought was that Rabba Baravua asked Eliyahu. Rabba Baravua asked Mar Kaibi Basak Forus, Lav Mar Kohen Hu, aren't you a Kohen? So very nice, we could say the min's a min, but Rabba Baravua Namora asked Eliyahu, what are you doing? You're in basic forest, there's Tumah here. So according to the Marsha in Sanhedrin that says that Dava Ruchani lo yikabel Tumah,
Eliyahu's in the body then,
so he's sort of... Oh, so that's the answer. The question is, assuming Eliyahu is Dava Ruchani, what? Assuming it's Dava Ruchani, so if assuming it's Dava Ruchani, how could he, how... What is Rabbi Ravua bothered by? So on that, the answer would be based on famous Chuvas Chasam Sofer, which again, Avram Tovia says is Pasha, but it's the Chuvas Chasam Sofer, that is the Eliyahu. There's two dinim in Eliyahu. Eliyahu can come b'tor neshama, Eliyahu can come b'tor guf. And for different things, different times. I mean, when he's coming to say over Torah, Tishbi Yatarit Kushas V'yibayos, that's a din, he's mislabish b'guf. He's in clothes. He's a person. That there's no problem with Loba Shemaim. He's a person. When it comes to a bris, when it comes passing the Tchum on Shabbos, he's talking about there. Then that's Bator Malach. No. I'm saying in the category. The lashon of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is Chilek Vov. It's in Likute Chasam Sofer. Likute Chuvas. Kobish Chuvas is called Chilek Vov Simin Tariches. The lashon here is. Yeah, Chilek Vov Simin Tariches. You'll find it. His lashon is. Kishem Miskale Benish Maso Kmo Biyom Amil. When he comes in Neshama. So then he's not mechuyev mitzvahs, mesim choshik siv leo, is din of a mesil gabi mitzvahs. You can't pass him like Eliyahu. It's just like a chalom, ruach nevuah, a mashkeichem ebasko. Ah, however, kishem miskala b'levush gufa, when he's coming as a person, harehu migdoi chachmei Yisrael, v'tishmi atayis kushas v'yiboyos. We listen to this psak. They love tishmolin, ki mi kamoa more. And the Chasam Sofer quotes this Gemara. He quotes this Gemara. So you knew the Chasam Sofer. So push it to you. Kishra'ohu rabba baravua. The base of Kfaro Shagoyim. He quotes the Gemara Bamitziya. Vamalei lav koin mar. He's saying, Eliyahu, aren't you susceptible to Tumah? As Niskala Bilavush, he saw Eliyahu as a person. The Anashama Bilal Gufla Shayach Lishu lav koin mar. If he's just Anashama, he can't ask, hey, aren't you a koin? Because there it's not Shayach Tumah. Right, this is the Chilish of the Chasam Sofer. It's interesting. It's used, famous Gemara in Ksuvistaf Kof Gimel. Talks all about the death of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but the Rebbe came back to his house after he died, and Rabbi Kivi Eger there brings from Sefer Chassidim, the Yonah Shas and Kuf Gimel, that Yehuda Nasi was made Kiddush and was Motzi B'nei Beiso in Kiddush. Wild thought. He's dead. How is he? He's not Mekuyev in mitzvahs.
If you're how can be Mekuyev someone else for someone that didn't
have? Yeah, you have yourself. Father. That's the kasha I'll ask. So. They use this Chasam Sofer as a subshat. I don't know if you could, you can't, but they say it over that Rebbe Yehuda Nasi was like Eliyahu Navi in this regard. That if since he came b'levush and not just b'neshama, he had din of a chacham, din of. I don't know if mechuyev in mitzvahs. That's hard to say, right?
He's
a bar chiyuv.
I hear.
That's a stretch.
You own your bar chiyuv.
It's a bar chiyuv.
You see that?
Yeah. Right. But he's. Okay.
I'm sure he had some chajman.
No, you just want to know what it is.
I'm amazed with Lavoie. She's a person that's dead. I hear. Yes and no. Okay. So, but you could tell that this Chasam Sofer to that Rikveir Sefer Chassidim about Rida Nasi. Okay. Now, this is Simon Tadiches. Okay. Now, a few unrelated ha'aros about this Masechtas Machos. There's a brisker Rav that he was asked, Chatzos Halayla is not a specific time. It's like, you have before Chatzos, you have after Chatzos. But it's not a Sha'a Medyekas. It's not an exact time. So if so, how, he's asking what's Pshat and Ka Chatzos, that they died Mamesh at Chatzos, how could he die at an exact time which doesn't exist? Chatzos is not an exact time. Briskerov said back, it's no problem, because Misa also is not an exact time. Misa is before Chatzos they were alive, after Chatzos they were dead. But it's not that Misa was as Shal Mediyekas. That's what Briskerov says. If he, the way it's brought down, it's the difference farm brought this Briskerov down, Lechora, it's going to be schwer from the Bryce and Masefas Machos. If all that happened to Chatzos was, like Kosh Baruch Hu hit them, whatever Chiddush he's saying that Misa is not an exact time, Hakal, Lechora is, you know, it's an exact time, right? I just did it. So, I don't know, I'm not sure what the exact question was there. What? I'm asking. Yeah, I think. I don't know, Lechora is something missing here, but I'm just pointing it out if you ever hear this prescribed, Lechora, you have to know what to do with this price.
Moshe said, Kachak, so there's a shot to say that, in order so they wouldn't be confused. Meaning they're,
but Emes, it was a real
time. But if it's not a real time, then what are they going to be confused about? What if it's not a set time, then I can say, oh, my time.
Echonami. That's also, you have to know. I hear. Kachak, so exactly. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I hear. Another interesting way this brisa is used, la halacha. When is pidgin haben? Pidgin haben, we paskin, is done by day, not by night. The shach holds it done by day. The yaibitz in his siddur holds, I didn't see inside, the way it's brought down, the chuvas marasham, is that done at night could be, I don't know if the chachila, but yeva, but nighttime is also roi pidgin haben. Yeah, like the shach. So the case that the Marasham was asked, this is Chelik Beis Simon Mem Gimel, he was asked, Pidgin Ben fell out on Shabbos, so it's Nidcha Tiyom Rishon. So he was asked, is it better to do it Motzei Shabbos, because it's already Nidcha, and Zrizim Makdimin, or do you wait till Yom Rishon? So, first Shuvah's Marasham brought different Shuvah from Maria Saad, that You could do it at night. Maybe it's better to do it by day, but you could do it at night.
Pigeon event.
Which is predicated off of Kedushas Bechor, of Makas Bechoros. So in this Shuvah Marsham, he says, he quotes the Yaibitz, that his raya that Pigeon Ben could be at night is from Makas Bechoros itself, which was done at nighttime. So if Pigeon Ben is based off of Makas Bechoros, and Makas Bechoros was at night, so Pigeon Ben is going to be at night as well. Zot Marasham, Adarabah, Mishom Raya? No, Lehetah. Based on the Bryce of Masechtas Machos, granted the Haka'a was at night, but the Gemar Misa didn't happen till when? Until morning. So if you're going to ask me, when should I make a Zecher for Makas Bechoros? Are you going to say at the time of the Haka'a or at the time of the Misa? Zot Marasham, when it comes to making brachas based on Nisim, he brings Makoros, that you do it based on the Gemar. Okay? That you know, generally, you know, he doesn't quote, but famously, anybody who are mishtatei from the mitzvah is nikra al-shem on the one who's gomer the mitzvah. So since the gemar, the nes of Makas Bechoros was at daytime, adarabba, based on the spreshim setas machos that lasted till morning, it's a riot for the shlach that Pinchas the Ben should be done in the morning.
I don't hear that.
Why not?
Because they also got, they were safe from being hit with that night.
I'm sorry?
They also didn't get hit by Hashem, which would happen that night.
They didn't get hit?
By Hashem, it didn't happen that night. Why one or the other?
No.
They still got hit, struck at night.
I know, but it didn't finish till day.
So what?
So he quotes there that when you make that for a mitzvah, you make a bracha, or you do the mitzvah based on the gemar of the nes. If you're making something like zecher nes, you do it based on the gemar.
It's not zecher.
Yeah, pitch.
Zecher the fact that it's not zecher the Makas Bechoros. Zecher the fact that we weren't part of Makas Bechoros.
When did it finish?
But we weren't part of.
He's saying that the thing they were saved from was the Maka, which is under Iowa. That's the nes. That's what Pinchas Ben is based off. Not the fact that they.
I hear.
Yeah, that's what
you're saying. Even though the entire
Zecher, you're saying. Yeah. Then the Zecher of a Nes is that you make the Zikaron based on the Gemara.
Right. The Pasuk in Bahalosha that when it says over the Zecher is the same Brayso Masechtas Machos, which is Biyom Hikesi Kol Bechor. Anyways, first of all, it's a pasuk. Anyways, you know, it says Yom in the pasuk, but Kili Kol Bechor Bnei Yisrael Badom Avimah BeYom Hakosi Kol Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim Higdashdi Osam Li. So, Adrabah, the pasuk is mashma that when they died is when the kedusha happens, not necessarily from being saved from it. It's BeYom Hakosi Kol Bechor, even though you would have said it's from being saved, but it's BeYom Hakosi Kol Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim. Maybe. Okay, I can hear either way.
Where was
Marsham? Shuvas Marsham, Chelik Beis, Mem Gimel. One last piece on another context that this Bryce is used, trying to bring it in as many different ways as possible. The famous question, also this week's Parsha, famous Stira over. On the one hand, it says, Ani Hashem velo shliach, Ani Hashem velo malach. Makas Bechoros, Kosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, many psukim talk about a mashchis. It was done with a malach. You have in, just to read a few psukim, Vatem lo tetzu ish mi pesach beso ad boker. You shouldn't leave. Zogt Rashi, Magid, Ma'achesh, and Nosna Roshus, Lamashas, Lachvol, Eno Mavchen, Ben Tzadik, L'Rosha. V'lai L'Roshus, L'Machablam, who, since the Mashas is going to come at night, and he doesn't distinguish between Tzadik and Rosha, you should stay inside. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'lo Yevachem Negev, L'Mashchis, Pa'akusti, Beretz Mitzrayim. In Pasuk Chof Gimel, that's the famous question. The Ramban asked the Kashan in Perikyu Beis Pasuk Chaf Beis, and said, he says, of course it was for the Akash Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem Velo Shliach, but since Derech HaTeva is through a Mashchis, And Mashas is not Matcha means Tzadik L'Rasha. You have to act off Biderech HaTeva, and you should stay inside. Okay, that's the Ramban. The Chasam Sofer, both in Parshas Bo, on the Pasuk of V'Avarti, and in Tshuva, Chilek, sorry, in Yerodeya, Tshuva Shin Mem Vav, there's a lot of Sif and Katanim in this Tshuva, so Yud Beis, the end of the Tshuva. Shin Mem Vav, in Yerodeya. The Chasam Sofer asked the Kasha the Ramban, and uses the Masechtas Machos as an answer. Dahainu. He says like this. It's a bit of a wild pshat in the pasuk. He says, "Chalila liyaches misas pegorim ha'elu l'Hashem Yisparach." Chaval to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu was the one that killed the Mitzrim. Ach bechatzos hika Hashem ba'atmo v'hitish koach mazul tzlei bechor mazalos. At chatzos, what did Hashem do? What's the hakkah the pasuk is talking about? That Kadosh Baruch Hu hit the mazul. Their mazel, the mazel for the Bechor of the Mitzrim, Kosh Baruch, that's the Hakka of the Pasuk. He weakened their mazel. V'huchu kol Bechoros v'nechleshu v'yedei zeh ha'koach l'mashlis l'hamisim b'magefa b'shachris. By overcoming their mazel, that allowed Rishus for the mashlis in the morning to kill them. Because if not for Kosh Baruch Hu being makeh their mazel, he says, there would be no koach for the mashkes to overcome the tsar of Mitzrayim, whatever was watching over them. Okay, this is stuff beyond us, but he explains that apparently the hakah at night that the Brais of Masechtas Machos says was mashva them to be gosasim was done through hitting their mazel, and I guess they just became very, very weak. And then in the morning, the mashkes came and killed them. I think that, I mean, he's working within the brisa, and that's what's very much mashma. And he says, but since lemaisa, we know, as Rashi says, for mashkes, the mashkes is not matchan bein tzadik l'rasha. So once the mashkes does come in the morning, so lemaisa chayisrael does have to hide, even though they're not weak right now, but there's a mashkes out. So that's all the Pesukim saying, hide inside. It's not like the Ramban that's stam to be Yotzi Derech Teva. He's going opposite. Really, the Mashkes is the one that killed them. And Klai Yisrael has to hide because there's a Mashkes there.
But the Klai Yisrael was not hit, so
why? Correct, because once the Mashkes is running out and about, and he's going wild.
Why did Hashem have to hit you?
So he says, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't hit their mazel, there would be no koach for the mashkes to overcome their tsar, whoever's in charge of them.
I'm saying either way.
The Mitzrim tsar.
But I think that's why since that clause, we have a
tsar. Narsha.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't need anything inside. Because they would have gotten killed. Because they didn't have a tsar. The Chazan didn't even have a tsar in the first place.
Marushach, if the only way they can kill the Mach to kill the Bechorim, if their mazel was hit, then why would the Mitzrah have to go inside if their mazel wasn't hit?
Because the Mach
and the Mach can kill without their mazel being hit, then why do they have to hit the mazel of the Bechorim?
Say the second part again?
And if the Mashkas can hit, if it's running out and about and killing people, then why do you have to hit the mazel of?
Okay, because the mashkes
only killing people once the mazel is hit.
Correct. The mashkes doesn't have power to over. As he said, I'll read inside. Okay. The mashkes doesn't have power. Ach, where is exact lashon? Okay. Yeah, read in a second. But he says the mashkes only has power to overcome once their mazel is hit. As far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, there maybe because a mazel Yisrael, maybe so there the mashkes could have overcome. And he says now it makes sense that we're told that Kedushas Bechor biyom v'lo b'layla. That point again. Because he says that he's working within your pshat that the tliya of kedushas bechor from makas bechoros is based on how we were saved. He says mishum demasha needs solo yisrael chatzi halayla ba tashas kolach shalamala. That which Klai Yisrael was saved in the middle of the night, that wasn't anything special. There's no chiddush in that. My shaychus for the Yisrael to be saved when Hakadosh Baruch Hu hit their mazel besar mazel shom Mitzrayim. Klaisha wasn't affected at night in any way. All that happened at night was weakening of their mazel. Okay, ach biyom hakosi they mashkes. But when they got hit in the morning, the death, when there was a makas mis in the morning, which was through the mashkes, the lo nosan mashkes lo v'batei Yisrael. But there, through Kosh Baruch Hu staying inside, and through Klaisha staying inside, and protecting ourselves from the mashkas, that hatzolah, that's when we have, for that we have futures b'chor Yisrael. That Muslimah you'll appreciate more, that the more than the truest marsham. This is saying that the din by day was because we were saved by day, but at nighttime it had no shaykhas to us. I forgot. So it's hard to be misakin this. We're using this price in many different contexts, but I forgot to go back to the Rashi in Ksuvis. That Rashi there said by Avol Rabasi, Rashi said who mesechtas smachos v'mishnah rishona goses kechay l'chol davar. I looked for different shatim. The sheet meaning they're bothered. So Bishlamah for Rashi tell us that Avol Rabasi is smachos. Maybe we know it as smachos, so he has to tell us when the Gemara says of Rabasi, it's referred to as smachos. But why is Rashi mamshich to say who mishnah rishona goes as kechay l'chol davar? So there's a pshat that usually the Masechta is called based on the first words of the Masechta. Okay, so here the first word is not Masechta Smach, like Bay, that's the example he gives. But, one second. So, here, where it doesn't say anything about Smachos, so he has to tell you what the Mishnah Rishonah is. But people ask on that pshat, there's many Masechtas which the first Mishnah has nothing to do with the title of it. Okay? So, I don't have a complete thought, but I was wondering if to use this Nachlas Yaakov and to use this Cheshman of the connection of the Hagdam of the Masechta and how is Mekushar to the Mishnah Rishon Gos Kaya Chodover, I was wondering if Rashi was coming to say that the Mishnah Rishon is Gos Kaya Chodover, like La'afuke from the Braisa. I was wondering if Rashi was bevorning the Hakdama and saying that to let us know that Masechta Smachos begins Gos Kaya L'chol Davar. Again, it's not a complete thought. I was wondering if he was getting involved with the Kesher of the Braisa to
Masechta Smachos. Yeah, he seems saying that the Braisa is part of the previous, that
perhaps Masechta Sofrim. Efshar, maybe he's bothered by that and telling us that. I'm not sure, but it's just something to think about to put together everything with that Rashi. Okay, so it's hard to be Misakim, but Bisikum, we have a theorem Sukkim from our parsha of Bahaluscha was Makas Bechoros and night was in the morning. The Braisa Masechta Smachos addresses that and says the Hakal was at night, the Misa was at day. We have Unklis and the Chor and Mashma not that way. The Rush by Pinchas is Mashma very similar to this Braisa and Smachos. Unklis again is not like the Braisa Masechta Smachos Lechora, not like the Rush. We have the Nachlas Yaakov and Magdama here says a wild shot based on the Min over how there be Mekasha the Braisa to the beginning of the Masechta. We have Rios the Ibishis, the very similar thing in Pshat and the Haggadah. And we have Rishon Zalman B'dayik L'shonos of Tefillah Shachris, L'shonos of Tefillah Z'arvis. The Marasham L'halach L'maisa B'raif M'setah Smachos that Makas B'chor, that the pigeon abends by day and not by night. And the Chasam Sofer answering the Rabban's Kasha of Mashchis to based on Masechta Smachos about how you could be Miyashem and Niyashem V'lo Shliach, but at the same time the Mashchis is the one that killed the Mitzrah. Okay.
Where's the Rush?
The Rush.